In the commodity information section, take each unique item in your shipment and explain it in greater detail. Start by clicking the Check for Prohibited Commodities link. A dialog opens with a list of prohibited and restricted items into the destination country. You already have a head start on this information if you open the snapshots page before starting into shipping. If something you intend to ship appears on the list, stop, save your information, and contact the OEC for assistance. Otherwise, click the drop-down arrow to select Add New Commodity. New fields appear. Identify the item, unit of measure, how many there are in the shipment, weight without packaging, fair market value, and country of manufacture. Notice the next field, Harmonized Code, is optional. Well, that is not always true. You must complete this field if your shipment value is over $2,500, or you are required to fill out the Electronic Export Information Form, we will talk more about that later, or the commodity requires an export license, or you are directed by the OEC to enter this code. The Harmonized Code is a standardized code for classifying commodities in international shipments. FedEx uses a harmonized code to generate customs documents and estimate international shipment duties, taxes, and fees. If your commodity requires the harmonized code, click the Get Code link. Then, enter one or more keywords into the search box to locate a broad category. The results appear below. Notice your keyword is highlighted in yellow. You may have to go several layers deep to find the best description for the item. Click the code to add it automatically. Back on the Create a Shipment form, the code number and short description appear. Now, if you were required to have an export license, expand additional commodity information. New fields appear for you to enter the license number and expiration date. Next, if you want, you can save all this information for use in later shipments by selecting Save Update Commodity Profile. Finally, click the Add This Commodity button. The item appears in the commodity list. To add information for another unique item in the shipment, click this drop-down, and then select Add New Commodity. Otherwise, when you are done, you can proceed to the right-hand column.